Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Maggie, you have joined us in the studio.
Oh,
hello,
I have.
My love. Now, you're running Break the Cycle courses.
Yes.
First of all, tell us what these courses are about.
Well, the course is actually called Mind the Gap.
Yeah.
And it's basically... Quite so. It's basically to move people forward after they've been through domestic abuse in a more positive way.
Fantastic.
And rebuild their self-esteem and self-confidence.
Okay. And are these courses open to in any age, anybody?
Anybody at all. Preferably an adult, because they're aimed at adults.
Yeah.
But currently we're running two courses, one for women and one for men.
Okay, so you do them separately? Do you find
yes,
that works
better?
Yes,
we do them separately, yes, yeah. For obvious reasons.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Hello.
Archie's just waving at Maggie. Hi, Maggie.
Hello, Archie.
So how did you get into this? How did these courses come about? What was the need?
I discovered a need when my daughter went through a refuge on the mainland with her three children. She was in a refuge for 5 months. And she had lots of support while she was in the refuge.
Yeah.
And then she got a little house and she had limited support afterwards.
Yeah.
For 6 weeks, for obvious reasons, they ran out of money.
Yeah.
And I said to her, well, what courses have you done? She said, she's done the Freedom Programme.
Yeah.
Which tells you how to deal with the perpetrator.
Yeah.
I said, and what's next? She said, nothing.
So there's, how do you deal with yourself then?
So I thought, ah, well, my experience of... domestic abuse myself and coaching, I thought there's a need here for a course. So I wrote a course, which originally was 6 modules. Yes, I did. Not no. And we got a grant from the lottery to pilot it. So we piloted it and it worked for 6 modules. But the feedback we got was... It needs to be a bit longer, cause just as we got into it, it's finished.
Well, and that's often the way with NHS counselling and services, isn't it? You only get a tiny number.
Yeah.
And people have just scratched the surface. It's so required, it's so important, isn't it? To look at yourself and your situation, and if you're in need, to get that help, it's
yes.
vital.
Yes, and so I wrote a few more modules, and now there are 12 modules. And they all work very, very well indeed. And you can see the changes in people after 3 or 4 modules. And, of course, when they get to the end, the change is absolutely just brilliant.
OK, so you said you were a victim of domestic abuse yourself. So that's, you know, you've written it from that perspective of just being within that situation. Did you get help, you know, when you were going through your... That time?
No, because we're talking 35 years ago now. Yeah. So there weren't any refugees, there weren't anything like that.
Was it like stiff upper lip, just get on with it?
You have to get on with it, yeah. It's a question of changing your own way of thinking.
Sometimes even that in itself, the hardest step, isn't it?
It is.
To break that cycle as you aptly name the course.
So, yes, I had to change the way I was thinking. Otherwise... just nothing would change, would it?
So, yeah.
And this is what these courses are about, is changing the way you think about what you're thinking about yourself.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's so many facets to it.
Yes.
We're such beings, aren't we?
We are.
Let alone,
it isn't just violence. It's all sorts of psychological...
Manipulation,
financial, emotional, psychological.
Power play.
Yeah. There's so many different ways to abuse.
Yeah.
Gaslighting.
Yes, that's
do you know what gaslighting is?
I do, because I know J.B. Priestley. Yes. Tell our listeners what gaslighting is.
Well, there was a film in the 50s, I think it was, called Gaslight.
And a theatre production.
And a theatre production, I presume, later on. And basically it's a couple who live in an apartment and they have gaslights, obviously. And when she would come home... He'd turn the wick down a bit and she'd say, is it getting dark in here? And you'd say, no. Or he'd move an ornament half an inch and you'd say, oh, have you moved something? No, you're going mad. So in the end, she believed she was going mad.
Yeah. It's all about that coercion, isn't it?
And
that manipulation psychologically.
And this narcissist as well. Everything's your fault. Oh, dear.
Oh, Archie, having a proper moan.
A moan, grumble, moan. grumble. This is a nice smile. That's better.
Why don't we have a lovely break?
Shall we?
Yes. And then we'll come back to talking more about your course and how people can get in touch.
Yes.
To book a place. Because it's such an important part of our community, isn't it? That we it is. Kind of look out for each other and ourselves.
Yeah.
And look after our mental health.
Absolutely.
You know, here in Britain, we're very good at going, no, I'm fine. When really...
we're not.
You need to make a change. Okay, so we were talking about your courses, are for your abuse, domestic violence, and generally changing cycles within yourself.
Yes.
What do you cover on your modules?
Oh, well, we start with understanding the leap you've made, because often it takes a great lot of courage to actually leave your abusive relationship, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's probably the hardest thing, isn't it?
It is, because to realise you're in an abusive relationship, because sometimes you don't realise.
Yes, well, you found that about with your marriage, didn't you?
You just assume that it's normal. Everybody's marriage is the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Until something goes off in your head and you think,
So what was your catalyst?
I don't know, I sort of woke up one morning and I thought, I'm sure this can't be right.
Really? And was it a long time coming?
10 years.
Cool.
But there were no refuges or anything like that. So I went to see a solicitor and I said, I keep being put down in public. I'm told I'm useless. I'm not allowed to have any money. Not allowed this, do this. Well, is this normal? He said, no.
Gosh.
You have several grounds there for divorce.
Good. Good.
It is domestic abuse.
Yeah.
Basically.
And then in itself, your divorce was not easy to come by, was it?
No, it took 2 years.
And that in itself is another form of coercion and manipulation, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Because we had to live in the same house for 2 years.
Oh, no, that's absolutely awful.
Eventually I moved and I had all the three children in one bedroom and me and put you up in the living room.
Yeah.
And it all came to a head one day when I had the flu and they all had chicken pox. And we're all sitting on the floor in the living room, keeping warm around the fire, and I had my last 50p in my hand for the meter. And I thought, if I don't change something here, I'm not going to survive, and they won't survive.
Yeah.
Because having been told I was useless, I thought, I can't get a job.
Yeah.
So I rang up my mum and I said, have you got any 50p's? And she came with some 50p's. Didn't change the situation, but it kept us warm for another week until I went out and got a job.
Yeah.
And I was cooking meals for the kids at their school. And from there I went to be a doctor's receptionist, you know, one of those, no, you can't have an appointment. And then I was offered a job as a medical secretary at the London Chest Hospital, because I was a secretary before I got married. And I thought, it's only long words, I can do that. So off I went and did that. But it was just changing the way I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah. And realising that you're in that hole, or you're in that cycle, and you just need to get out of it.
Yes.
Something needs to change.
Something needs to spark that. So we cover that, understanding the leap you've made and how you've reached safety and staying safe.
Yeah.
Because sometimes wherever you've moved to, it could be your perpetrator has followed you. So that type of thing.
Gosh.
Bringing out your positive abilities, which people seem to forget.
I know, we focus so much on the negative, don't we?
Yes, but it could be, let's say, you, Laura, when you left school, did you have a job? What did you do?
I worked at M&S.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what skills did you have doing that?
Stacking shelves.
Yes.
Talking to people.
Yes.
Bipping through the bipper.
Bip, yes, bip. Yes, yes. So you learned all those skills.
Yeah.
They're all transferable.
All exactly, yeah.
So whatever jobs you've had, whatever you've done, all those skills build up.
Yeah.
And they are transferable. And people forget about those.
Yeah.
Once they start to think, actually, I did do that. I can do this. I can do that.
Yeah.
It starts to rebuild that way of thinking. And then we see and we ask about your strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
And knowing what your weaknesses are is a strength.
Yeah.
Because you know you need help. Asking for help comes from a place of strength.
Yeah.
I mean, if you know you can't plaster a wall, you ask a plasterer to come and do it. You don't think twice, do you?
Exactly.
So why not ask for help for other things?
Yeah, that's very true.
And then how your subconscious mind drives everything you do.
Yeah, yeah.
And it creates all the habits. Rebuilding self-esteem, and don't believe all of your thoughts.
Yes.
Because you have something like 85,000 thoughts a day.
Yeah.
And you haven't got to believe one of them if you don't want to.
Because you can be conditioned, you can negatively be conditioned, can't you?
And you can be conditioned accidentally. Because, have we got time for a little short story?
Yeah.
Okay. There's this young couple, they got married, and the wife decided she was going to cook a roast dinner, so she got the joint, which was lamb, broke the bone and put it in the roasting tin. And her new husband said, why did you do that? Why did you break the bone? Well, mum always did it. Okay. So a couple of months later, they go to her mum's. She gets her joint, breaks the bone, puts it in the thing. Why do you do that? Because my mum always did it.
Yeah.
In the end, they go and see the grandmother, and the new groom, he says to her, why is it your daughter and your daughter's daughter break the bone before they put it in the roasting tin? She said, oh, do they still do that? I did it because I didn't have a pan big enough. So they're conditioned without you knowing it.
Yeah.
So it isn't intentional.
No.
But that's how you learn.
Osmosis.
It is, really.
Well, it's very much like with Arch. I've noticed him watching me eat, because obviously he's now getting to a stage where he wants to use his own cutlery.
Yes.
And, you know...
Steak knives are a no-no.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. In fact, any knife with Arch. You know, and it's just that thing of, I am just teaching him so much without me even realising what I'm doing.
They just watch so much, don't they?
I need to stop swearing in the car. That's a big one. Mm. But we can move on.
Stop saying bother. Yes. planning your time, body language. Because your body language affects other people.
Yeah.
Being assertive without being aggressive. Setting personal boundaries is a big one.
Yes.
People don't like to set boundaries. They think, oh, well, what will people think? Doesn't matter what other people think.
Yeah. But it's very hard. I'm a definite people pleaser. And I definitely do get, subconsciously, I want to, you know, make sure people are happy.
Yes.
And you think, no.
What other people think is none of your business. Yeah. Let them think what they like.
Yeah.
At all times, just let them think. About fear, which is false expectations appearing real. You think something's going to happen, but it may not. I think it's 98% of things we worry about don't happen.
Oh, great. That's helpful.
That's what fear is. It's all those things you're worrying about. Accepting compliments.
Yeah, that's a very difficult one.
That's a very hard one.
Yeah. Without then you replying, you know, in a negative way about yourself, putting yourself down again.
Yeah, but it's just like saying, well, Laura, your hair looks nice today. And you just say, thank you.
Yeah.
Not, oh, well, I spent hours.
Yeah.
Just thank you.
It's quite a British thing as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And people give you a compliment for no reason. They haven't got an ulterior motive.
Yeah.
They just think, oh, you look nice today.
Yeah.
Staying positive and reducing your dependency on other courses, because people like to do courses.
Yeah.
And trusting your own abilities.
Yes.
And then the very final module is like play school, cutting and sticking, and we create a vision of your future.
That's wonderful. That's so positive.
Mm.
If it doesn't sound like Laura, it's because it's not. It's me. It's John. I'm back from my rehearsal this afternoon, and Laura's out doing things with Archie, so I've leapt into the middle of an interview that I know nothing about.
Well, there you go.
Fortunately, Maggie does.
I know, yes.
So, Maggie, you're going to tell us about some of your success stories.
Yes, we know from our courses and the feedback we've had afterwards, we've actually prevented one person from committing suicide.
Oh, well.
We've helped several people have the courage to build their own businesses. Several have gone back to college. Several have managed to get rid of their perpetrator and start new lives. They've really done brilliantly.
Fantastic.
So it works.
Yeah, it's amazing what you do.
I just love it.
I don't know how you do it.
Well, we can see changes in people in the first three modules.
Yeah.
And there's 12 modules, so...
They can't be much more satisfying than actually being able to affect people's lives in that sort of positive way.
It's not what we do, it's what they do.
Well, no, true, but
we give them the pointers, but they do all the work.
Yeah. Well, no, I know what you mean, but it's you that points the way, so that's really
They're
cool.
Brilliant.
So... If people want to get in touch with you to talk about their issues or another course or whatever, how can they do that?
They can contact us via email, hello@breakthecycle.org.uk, or they can find us through the website, which is breakthecycle.org.uk, or they can call us on 754666.
Fantastic.
And everything is in complete confidence.
Of course,
the next course, we're currently running courses now, so the next courses should be in January.
Brilliant.
And they're free to attend.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Maggie, for coming in. That's superb.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.